That's one way to do it. The other way is to go right to the Greek. And since there are really no Greek scholars among them, it's really hard for them to argue, right? So let me go to the Greek. Let me drag them out in waters where they just don't waddle in. The reality is this, we all know this, is that the New Testament was originally written in Greek and it was translated into English. And what many of them don't realize is that looking at any text in Greek totally destroys every position that oneness Pentecostals have. Like, it's not possible to study the Greek and walk away with that view. Let me use Acts 2:38 as an example, right? So then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so the way that the oneness Pentecostal would understand that is that Peter is giving them a formula for salvation, essentially a three-step process that means repentance, baptism in Jesus's name, and infilling of the Holy Spirit. Well, the reality is that the way that that text is constructed rules out any possibility of walking away believing that baptism is essential for salvation. Here's why. In the Greek text, he says, repent, every one of you. That's the Greek word eis, you. And then he says, repent, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so then the command to for you is in what is called the third person plural. You is in the, I'm sorry, the second person plural. Remission of sins or baptism is in the first person singular. Repent is in the third person plural. And so what you find there is that repentance and you are in the same case. In other words, it is in the second person plural, whereas remission of sins and baptism is in the third person singular. So baptism then is not connected to remission of sins. Remission of sins is actually connected to repentance because it is in the same case. It is in the second person plural. And so that's how you understand that by reading it in the Greek. Remission of sins is in the very same case as repent and as you. And so baptism is again in the third person singular. So it's an entirely different case. And so you would not put those two together. So Peter is not saying that baptism is for the remission of sins. Whereas when you're reading the Gospels has identified repentance for the remission of sins numerous times.
Yes.
And so Peter here is actually being consistent with what we read throughout the entirety of the gospel, that repentance is for remission of sins, not baptism. So baptism is an act of discipleship, not an act of, and so if it was for remission of sins, then I guess Jesus's sins would have been getting remitted when he was baptized.
Hmm.
But when Jesus's disciples were baptized and John's disciples were baptized, and when they were appealing to people to be baptized, they were always linking baptism with repentance. Demonstrate that you have repented by getting baptized. That is the from the Hebrew word tavila. And so a mikvah was where they were getting baptized. But tavila is the act of baptism. It was Jewish. And it was always an indication that a person was either turning, there was some change in their life, whether it was, for instance, Gentile conversion as a Jew, or whether it was some major event in a Jewish person's life. They did tavila in order to demonstrate what that change looked like. And so John was appealing to a Jewish custom. He's saying, if you believe that the kingdom is present right now, demonstrate your faith by demonstrate that you have repented, show evidence of it, show fruit of it by getting baptized. And notice what he said. He said to demonstrate baptism or repentance by baptism. And so Peter here is essentially saying the very same thing. And the Greek text supports the fact that remission of sins is connected to repentance in the text. It is not connected to baptism. That is an impossible thing to argue. In fact, on the John Ankerberg show, when I believe it was Nathaniel Urshan and Robert Sabin, these were two leaders in the United Pentecostal Church International, when they debated Walter Martin, previously of the Christian Research Institute, the writer, the apologist of Kingdom of the Cults, and E. Calvin Beisner. E. Calvin Beisner explained that exact same point to Sabin and to Urshan, and they were unable to even offer any intelligent response because mm-hmm. they've never read Greek. They don't know the text. So they attempt to force onto the text what they believe the text means, but there's nothing in the original that would support the idea that baptism is essential for salvation, or that baptism even remits sin.